Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
617-779-7937. All right, Red Sox are eliminated. It's tough seeing just Toronto just running roughshod. And you're like, you know, they could have probably gotten a pound of flesh off of Toronto much more competitively than the Yankees did. That's for sure. And, of course, now you got Toronto and Detroit, which someone
Seattle. Did you see the end of that game?
Seattle. Yeah, that's right.
That was crazy.
I went. I fell asleep.
I be completely honest, KJ, so did I.
I stayed up till about the 12th inning, 13th inning, and then I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and I saw people jumping around with champagne being poured on them, and I couldn't tell whose jerseys it was until, like, this morning when I woke up. I was like, okay, who won the game?
Yeah, and then tonight, there's a Cubs-Brewers game. This has been a fun and entertaining playoff, despite my heartbreak at the Red Sox not advancing. Overall, this has been a really entertaining MLB playoffs.
You know what my most heartbreaking moment of the playoffs has been, and it's kind of tied one series to the other, is the Phillies game where they lose to the Dodgers going home when he could have easily gone to any base. And first thing maybe say, this is why Nate Eaton, you round third. Because you can't guarantee a play at home is going to be just bang, bang. Clean, right? So Philly loses the series because a guy can't throw a ball pretty much 45 feet like you see in Little League World Series. And Nate Eaton is halfway around third and decides to turn around.
Yeah. That's true. You know what? I didn't think of it that way.
That's the first thing that
came
to my
mind. Now it makes me a little angrier, KJ. I felt so bad for that Phillies pitcher, though, because that's just that he panicked and he lost the series. And he's not the only reason they lost, but, like, you know, he's going to carry that with him for
throw
a long
to first.
Time.
Yeah.
I know. He could have had the guy out
at
first.
When the bases are filled, you can pick anyone you want to go to.
I know.
But when it comes to something and a play at home, crazy things have happened. Look. In Little League World Series, you see it all the time. Hey, stand on third, don't even worry about swinging. Ball gets by, you're going home. And the same thing in the major in major leagues. You just don't know what players are ready to do or not to do. And I don't want to replay the whole thing, but you know, part of that throw to first that Chisholm errantly threw and kind of fade. You would almost say you'd have to literally go over a body and go get the ball and then throw it home. And you're going to tell me you don't think you're going to make it and you're halfway there.
You're just making me angry all over again.
Yeah, because you know what we're talking about right now? Toronto, we might be talking about the Toronto series with the Red Sox and how it went. But you just heard Kennedy and Breslow talking about what they've done and this season. And, John, for me, I just think that upper management got what they wanted in terms of fan engagement, excitement, no jokes about college students buying tickets for $8. None of that stuff was going on in the summer. You had baseball that meant something all the way through. I think once they got to the wild card, I think they might have been satisfied that, hey, this is a playoff team and we can say so as much versus, like, you should have beat the Yankees.
Yeah, and I look at it as they took a big step forward this year. Like, see, this is a team that last year in 81-81 finished in last place the couple of years before, which is brutal if you're the Red Sox. But they took a big step forward this year, and a large part of it was the times they were aggressive last offseason. Like, you think about the biggest contributors this year, Garrett Crochet, they aggressively traded for and then extended. Alex Bregman, I wouldn't say they were aggressive because they signed him in spring training, but they gave him an aggressive contract annual value wise, right? $40 million a year. And Chapman, they were aggressive with. And all three of those guys are huge parts of the Red Sox success this year. And I think you look at it this offseason, you have an opportunity. You look around the AL. Like, I don't think the Yankees are that good. I think, and when I say that good, I mean like in the level
as
of
dominating
contenders.
As right.
Yeah, right? Like, the Yankees can be beat. The Blue Jays can be beat. Like, the Mariners are really good now, but some of these guys are rentals that they traded for. But they're, I think they're going to be really good. Houston is really good, but they're not as dominant as they were 3, 4, 5 years ago. So there's an opening here for the Red Sox. Even the Tigers, like, I think they're legitimately really good. But there's an opening here for the Red Sox to, you add another pitcher and a batter to this offseason to be the best team in the American League. Like, the opportunity is there for the in front of them to do that.
What is it, like an 8-game difference in win total between this year and last year for the Red Sox?
Because it was 81 last year and 89.
And 89 this year, right? So really the difference is Bayo didn't lose 16 games and someone won more than 14 games, right? Like Crochet going 18-5, that wasn't on the roster last year. And Bayo losing 16 games last year. Nobody lost in double digits for the entire pitching staff this year. So look, they A-plus on Crochet, right? Crochet is clearly one of the top pitchers in the league. You have the conversation of Schuble, it's Crochet's right there. There's a little bit of
difference. He's one of those guys.
Right, I'd probably say the only difference between Schuble and Crochet to me is that Schuble can still bring it at 101 like he did last. That was just absolutely sick. Is your last pitch at 101 where...
Even Crochet, though, he was in high 90s that start against the Yankees.
Right. Like, but what Schuble does is just super sick. It really is. But what Crochet does, and the other part I was kind of worried about Crochet is he started to get touched as the season went on. But I think, and again, addressing what they need, is they do need that number two. I wonder if people realize that Joe Ryan is still under contract?
Yeah. And that's why I wonder, is Dylan Cease going to be the guy they pursue first? And I know Dylan Cease, like ERA-wise, had a bit of a down year in San Diego. But a couple of years ago, he was fourth in Cy Young voting. He was great
with the
White Sox.
He's a number two guy now,
yeah,
for sure.
And I think he's a really good number two guy. So I think that's going to be the guy. And this is, I mean, we're sitting here on October 11th, so it's a long way to go.
Welcome to Sports Radio.
That's true. We do have a show to do today, as right. Some people say. I think Dylan Cease is going to be the first guy they go after. And if they don't get him or they don't think they can get him, then I think they circle around and they go after Joe Ryan.
So I think it's going to be tough to pull Joe Ryan because you couldn't pull Joe Ryan when you could get Joe Ryan and have some things off your plate. Like, you could have dealt Duran and not have to deal with arbitration like you got to deal with now, because you thought Swayman's arbitration stuff was interesting a couple years ago. I think this is going to be one of the more fascinating ones, because at some point, if you're going to trade him, you're going to have to get to the sign and trade, or, right? Because I think that's going to be the situation with Duran. It's probably going to have to be a signing trade. And depending on what you want to get back is what you're going to sign him to, right? It's got to be something comfortable for the team that's going to take him, and it's got to be a puffed up enough number that you're going to get something quality in return. If you're going to say, hey, we want to get somebody who's going to get about $8 million a year in return for Duran.
And you wonder, does the Twins' price come down a little bit based off – because last year at the deadline – obviously, it's a pressure situation. Prices can go up right at the deadline. And it's still an extra 2-3 months of service time that a team who traded for him in July would have had that now is over with. So does that price come down a little bit from the Twins? Like, I don't know. Like, if it comes down a little bit, then it's much easier to get a deal done. How much do they value a player like Jaron Duran? Or do they look at a player like Willy Abreu or Sedan Rafaela, guys who maybe they think have a longer careers ahead of them? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they want a Peyton Tolley, somebody like that, a young pitcher in return. That's why, like I said, I think they go Cease first, and Ryan is maybe that second guy they go after.
I think if it's anybody that's traded, not saying I want this person traded, that has value and a puffy enough number, is Trevor Story. And if you feel like you can get a haul back for Trevor Story, and some team may feel like, okay, Trevor Story may be just the one piece that we're missing. And I think we have to kind of wait for these playoffs to play out. Like, if you can get back a haul for Trevor Story, that's not a conversation we would have ever imagined over the last 3 to 4 years.
I think, sorry, go ahead.
No, because it's like you would want to keep him, But do you want to keep paying $25 million for that position that's just shown you that just now? Lord forbid, but what if Trevor Story doesn't give you this season again? Because this season should be the regular Trevor Story. Like, when the deal was done, I felt this is what Trevor Story numbers may look like. He would have other protection in the lineup. Now the way this lineup is set up, he's really your power guy. Abreu has the power at time to time. And why you want Roman Anthony to be that, he's been able to be effective by spraying the ball, getting on, and getting the party started, something that Jaren Duran should be comfortable in doing. And we still don't know the fate of Cassius because he's in the arbitrary area.
And he's injured and all that.
Right, right. Like, so he becomes really hard to address.
I think the Story thing comes down to Marcelo Meyer and Christian Campbell because I think the organization in their heart of hearts, they want long-term the second baseman to be Christian Campbell and the shortstop to be Marcelo Meyer. Problem is, I mean, Christian Campbell was not good after the month of April last year and never got out of the minors, and Marcelo Meyer gets hurt every year in August. So can they depend on those guys to A, be healthy all year, and B, be good enough for a team that's going to be a contender? And I wonder if that is still a year away. Like, I wonder if that's a 2027 thing instead of a 2026 thing, and that kind of holds up what they do with Trevor Story.
Well, the other side of it, I would say, is really at first base. You know, I mentioned last year that, hey, you probably should go after Pete Alonso. Remember, because he had opted out of his deal but then re-signed the 1 year with the Mets. Because you remember the talk was they need a right-handed bat. They need a right-handed bat. And it was like, well, not more than pitching. And it was like, well, that's true. Well, now you don't need a number one pitcher. You could probably negotiate your way to find a number two somewhere in the league, right? I think that'd be a bit easier. Plus, and here's why I think there may not be this rush to number two. Where's Tanner Houck in all of this?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on him at all, to be honest. Like, and I understand what you're saying. I just think with that injury, I wouldn't. And also, Giolito's another guy. Do you really
count on him? Well, I think he goes.
And that's the thing. Like, if Giolito, let's say you want him to sign him to an extension or whatever, he was great in June, July, August, into September. And then he faded a little bit. Then he got hurt. And let's not forget, this is a guy that missed 2024 season injured. At the end of 2023, he was really bad. So I'm not taking away what he did this summer. He was terrific. But can you really count on that going forward? Like, if Giolito is my fourth or fifth starter and you're bringing Connelly Early along or Peyton Tolley along to be kind of part of that mix, I like it. If you're relying on Giolito to be your three all year on a legit World Series contender, that worries me a little bit.
Here's what's crazy to think of. Who do you think had the fourth most innings pitched for the Red Sox this year as a starter?
Fourth? Was it Giolito?
It was Walker Buehler.
Buehler, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
What was it, late July they moved on from him?
Right. Yeah. Buehler at 112, Giolito at 145, five innings over for him to get the matching vesting contract to get bumped up to $19 million versus $14 million. Bayo at 166, and then Crochet led the league at 205.1, and the most batters faced at 814. So, yeah, if you get a second starter, then I think it allows for management to say, we can rock with the younger guys. Like, if you can go get a Dylan Cease, or let's just say, by God chance, you are able to trade for Joe Ryan. If that happens, I don't know if management then goes and spends a hefty amount to pay for a Pete Alonso, which I think they should, or find someone who can address the second base. What do you do with Roman Gonzalez, right? If Christian Campbell isn't going to be your second baseman every day and he's not ready for it, is Gonzalez that guy? Do you go with him, right? Because at least he would be a better showing, right? He's been the better showing at second base since Story chose to play second base when Xander was still here.
Yeah,
you see how crazy that is?
That's why I said, like, a lot of this comes down to Christian Campbell and Marcelo Meyer. Because I think you can feel confident that Roman Anthony, Sutton, Rafael, and Abreu, those are your three outfielders. You probably trade Duran. Maybe a team likes Abreu more. You trade him and Duran plays right. I don't know. But, like, you feel pretty confident. And, like, you know that Bregman, as long as he re-signs, that's your third baseman. You know Narvaez is your catcher. I think first base you don't know either. Could Nathaniel Lowe stick around? Is Casas going to be healthy? I don't know, but I think a lot of it, because if Campbell and Meyer, or at least one of them, is ready, then you can say, okay, Story will be short. One of those other guys will be second base, and we'll figure out, you know, first base. But if they're not ready, they're not healthy, they're not there, then now you have a whole nother question and follow-up questions you're going to have to answer.
So maybe it's what we saw from Mayer this year, right? Like, Mayer will get some games at second. He'll get some games at short. Maybe Gonzalez is in the mix in there as well, because I think probably Cora wants to say, hey, let's see what Romy Gonzalez can do against both arms of pitching through the entire season, possibly at second, maybe. That's why I think Story may be the one that you say, hey, thank you for having this great season, because they can't move Yoshida, right? So Yoshida, combined Yoshida and Story, eats up about $45 million in salary alone, just in those two guys. So if you know you can't move Yoshida, but you know you got 100 RBIs or right at 100 RBIs from Trevor Story, maybe you get that conversation going to see what you can get in return and say, we're just going to go to Mayer being our everyday shortstop. And then it gives us time with Campbell if we've got Gonzalez at second. But I don't want to wait. I wouldn't want to wait until spring training to figure out if Casas and Campbell and Mayer have gotten things together, and then find out they don't, and now try and scramble. Like, they've got to make a move, specifically, I think, for Alonso at first. And if you want to work Casas back in through DHing and maybe getting some occasional games at first and platooning, you know, Gonzalez back. I mean,
and it'd just be nice, too, to have some consistency
Alonso
at first base
from time to time.
Like, yeah. And I know Alonso's not a great defender. I'm not claiming he is. He's
neither
a terrific.
Is Casas.
Yeah, and that's true. But Alonso is a terrific and consistent pile. He's a 40 homer a year guy. And at least you'd have some consistency. I mean, it's like, you go back to, it feels like the last 4 years, the Red
with
Sox,
a shorter porch,
they've had a platoon at first base every single year.
Yeah.
Like, just some consistency there would be nice as well.
All right, KJ in line, 617-779-7937. If you missed our Seth Wickersham interview, it was great stuff. Talk about his book, that's next. But right now, we will trend with Jason Ward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, are the Patriots looking at two in a row? I think it's real. KJ and Lyons, WEEI. 617-779-7937. Don't forget, BC Clemson tonight here on WEEI. You'll hear that. You might hear small screams in the back. Please stop. Stop, Mr. Sweeney. Stop, please. Turn it into Hamburger Hill. Sorry, you would appreciate a war joke there. It might end up being Hamburger Hill by the end of the night, John.
Yeah, I don't. This is a weird spot because this game, going into the season, I was like, oh, this could be a chance for BC to be on prime time. And not only is BC 1-4, but Clemson's kind of struggled so far this year. They had that loss to LSU, another loss in it. Like, I don't know. This game has been it's a disappointment already going in because I thought this was going to be a legit prime time, you know, national TV game, and it's not.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. All right, Patriots, Saints. Patriots favored by 3.5 on the road. Give me a couple of thoughts.
So two things I think are worth paying attention to in this game, and we talked – early in the show about the big picture stuff, like, you know, if this is the coaching staff, the quarterback we think it is, they should be able to stack wins together. But in this game specifically, we don't spend a lot of time, and it usually doesn't get us on the edge of our seat to watch the punt return game a lot, but Marcus Jones has done a really good job. He had that touchdown against the Panthers, and the Saints, They're sixth in the NFL in punt return average, and they've also allowed the third most punt return average yards. So don't be surprised if there's a couple big punt returns inside the dome. And one other thing to stood out, Patriots, we've talked a lot about how their running game, they've had fumbling issues. They've also had some inconsistencies, especially gaining yards after contact. The Saints defense has missed 30 tackles against the run already this year. So there should be some opportunities for some yards after contact, maybe a longer run or two in this game. So, you know, something that the Patriots have had trouble with this year, I could see them maybe breaking out and having a long run or two tomorrow.
Give me a score real quick.
I think it's going to be 27-14 Patriots.
Okay, if there's only one concern I have, and it's more on the entertainment side, is how distracted is Will Campbell being back in his home area, right? Family, friends, meals, good to see you. What's it like? What is it like in Boston? What do you do? And then the penalties. Like, this is a concern because of the noise that will be in there tomorrow. Hopefully Drake May and Will Campbell can offset the penalties just because of the amount of noise. Will that affect those two young guys? Hope not, but that's something I'll look for, because if you find yourself behind the sticks quite often, then we don't see the dynamic. I think a little bit of that will be in the game, but I will say the Patriots do win this game 27-14.
Wow, same as me. There we go.
And the crazy thing is, I didn't even listen to your score because I was getting watching time and everything like that. So I'm okay. So to not steal John's score.
No, keep
28-14. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, you can rewind and hear the show. Thank you so much to our producer, Jason Ward, once again. You know, Jason, rarely do they put person on the first time and then they make it to the next week. We'll say, Ken, please get us away from that KJ Alliance. It's just too intense. There's so many buttons to push. Man, you've kind of got this thing mastered. You know, we're kind of creating this little crew. Don't we do John here? We're like, okay, who are the people we pull for a crew just in case another election comes up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, or in case the Celtics win another championship and we have to go six straight hours.
Well, you know what? At least they had a front court when we did that.
That's true.
We'll be back here again next week, 4 to 6 p.m. Maybe we get Tom Carroll or Justin in to talk about the Celtics and what they're seeing and everything. I'm kind of scared. Maybe we'll get some Bruins more wins during the week, maybe.
Yeah, be nice.
All right, so thank you so much for hanging out with KJ and Lyons. We'll see you again next Saturday, 4 p.m. here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.